Okay, as we say every week, this, I should say, good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on this Saturday, 19th day of December, 2020. And our dear Prime Minister, who is a buffoon and a half, he really is, he proves himself to be a moron, has introduced a sudden Tier 4 lockdown for London, right? Whoa! Which means all shops close tomorrow. They've wiped out Christmas week shopping. I mean, it's how to antagonize the population. This is the way to do it. And I just, while I'm talking, I'll just go in and pull up on what I believe to be fireworks, which will be on the Daily Mail website reporting it. And I just go in there right now and I'll see. Lockdown day 271 today. Mass exodus linked to the last train from Saigon sees desperate families flee London ahead of Tier 4 misery, as PM's critics mockingly congratulate him, causing the city's first ever evacuation since 1939, since the war. It's just boorish ignorance, and he has these tosses government scientists who are all pimps, as they say, for a big pharma, first, second, and last. Working him. I mean, he said he wasn't going to do it, And typically, he jumps from one foot to the other. But it's shocking to see the scenes here of people rushing to stations to get out of London, can't shop in London, go home to all parts of the country, and it's just causing havoc. There'll be accidents caused over this, no doubt about it. But and they're sort of what they call the second and third wave. And these two despicable creatures, Witty and the other one, I'll just pull up their names now as we go. dear. Chris Whitty and Patrick Vallance, right? This is based on having trashed the death certificate and based on testing more people. Oh, they're testing more people, are finding more infections. So of 65 million people in this country, probably 68 with illegal immigrants, there's probably 5 million people infected. So what? So what? And this Whitty and Valance, just like in America, they're doing the bidding of Big Pharma. These are despicable scum, and they have the hand up the rear end of Boris Johnson intimidating him with figures, which the moron cannot decipher for himself. But so today, Saturday, Christmas Day is next Friday, so there was effectively 6 days left of shopping, and they've been pulled from under people in London. How to cause havoc in a city, how to cause absolute havoc. But this is what we're up against, and these people are telling us to take the vaccination. And the number of live videos of people collapsing and having taken the vaccine, and the shock that's going on all over the world on this rushed out vaccine. I mean, you want to be out of your mind to get involved with it. And also we see stories being leaked about a freedom passport being introduced in the new year, probably by Easter, that if you test positive twice in a week, you will be granted a freedom passport, right, to move around the UK. I mean, this is worse than Ceausescu's Romania. Absolutely revolting. And the reporting on Whitty and his speech here, the grim countenance of Chris Whitty and Patrick Vallance told the story before they even started talking. Christmas was off. As Boris Johnson sat in the cabinet room at 5 p.m. on Friday, Whitty and Vallance appeared on the Zoom monitors and started reeling off increasingly alarming data about the new mutant strain of coronavirus. Anybody knows, and I'm quoting Dolores Cahill in Ireland, who is a world-class epidemiologist, at this stage, a virus, if you want to call it that, it's a bioweapon virus, is weakened within months of its circulating. And the testing of it and showing up as a test is almost irrelevant. And the PCR test has been trashed as totally delinquent and faulty in so many ways. And as I say, most serious vaccines that were effective over the last 50 years, 10 years, whatever, took 8, 9, 10 years to develop. So they're going to do this in about 15 weeks. And here it is. Oh, take this. This is safe. I mean, you'd want to be committing suicide of your mind and to all judgment and discernment out the window to believe this. But it's just absolute tyranny. This is total tyranny. What a clever device the deep state have used. But getting back on to what is the urgency of the day is this: Trump had better release the Insurrection Act. He better do it now. I don't know what he's waiting for, because the hour is late, etc. And the word is that the Supreme Court are dragging their feet on Sydney. What's her name? The attorney, her massive case that she's lodged with the Supreme Court. She has won 70 cases in the Supreme Court. Yeah, good on you, Ken. Sydney Powell. She has won 70 cases in the Supreme Court over the years. She is a prolific and serious person. And this is the biggest one she's ever, and most profound one she's put up to the Supreme Court. But the more you hear about this John Roberts, I know they're looking for a majority. But they had better make a positive soundings very, very soon. Or, as I say, on Mike Adams's report, which have been outstanding. I'm coming to a statement later on after the first break. I'm going to make a statement about an attack on Mike Adams on the RBN website, which is disgraceful, utterly disgraceful. But I'll read it out. It's a statement. And I don't want any calls on it, but it's a statement after the first break today. But Adams's report on the situation report that he puts out every day for the last 10 days, really since the beginning of December, is outstanding in the quality of the news and uniqueness of the report and the intelligence reports he has built into it. And around that actual statement, which is usually about an hour and 10 minutes, he is interviewing key people who he is taking their information during the week, etc., etc. And later on, I'll play a short piece. It's only about 2 minutes from Robert Kennedy, which RFK, who's one of us, making a profound, a general statement about how government turns into tyranny. The best Democrat that's alive today, I have to say, Robert F. Kennedy. His statement is absolutely stunning. It's only good. We come to that later on. But the bizarre parallel situations, the gross mishandling of the coronavirus lockdowns in America, but it's beyond all reason here in the UK. And you have three regional governments competing with each other, and the national government in Downing Street trying to outwit each other who has the most severe lockdown. This is the game we've been playing, because we have a Labour Mark Drakeford in Wales, who's an absolute hardcore communist, and the Scottish Nationalists are communists too. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. They're hardcore lefty, liberal, new age freaks, and Nicola Sturgeon now has dealt another blow to life in Scotland about the lockdown there, but there's going to be a comeuppance of the politicians in the new year. Like we do have recourse to the recall here in the UK, as they do have in America, but it's a much quicker event. And I was involved in one here, a Tory MP in Radnorshire, who was had up for fiddling his expenses. Idiot, I'm an absolute idiot. And the recall worked, and he was withdrawn. The Liberals won the seat temporarily at a by-election, but at the last December 12th last year, on the key election that Boris Johnson called on one issue, which was get Brexit done, the Tories got the seat back with a big majority with Faye Johns. But, okay, so that was the very, very concentrated election lap. But when Johnson won the election last December 12th, 2019, he was looking at 10 years in power. It was such a powerful win, 80, 100 seats in reality, majority, which Labour couldn't possibly come back from the losses they've suffered. But now everything is falling apart, and the stupid decisions he's making. And the Brexit deal will finally be known by Christmas Day. It's probably no deal, no deal. So we have to crash out on WTO terms. And then to add insult to injury, this plunging the country in Christmas week, cancelling and closing stores through the bulk of the country on today, Saturday, with six shopping days left, having been restricted massively over the last 9 months. And now people, and who's the gainer of this? Amazon. Again, I mean, it's shocking. The criminal Illuminati making the money and everyone else going poor. They have Rishi Sunak, the Treasury Minister, who sees himself as the next leader, and he may well be, of the Tory party, has extended the furlough scheme now till the end of April, right? But I hear from my colleagues in the UK column, who I refer to regularly, where the Patriot Movement in the UK, prolific broadcast 3 times a week, that the government are planning a national emergency for 2 or 3 months' time. And they've been tipped off from various sources in the military and in the NHS on this coronavirus thing, etc. But I think there's going to be serious disorder in society here over the gross mishandling of this poxy pandemic, which doesn't qualify as a pandemic. It never qualified as a pandemic. I just have to repeat that the winter flu of 1718, 2017, 18, 40,000 people died, and there was hardly any mention of it. And it was effectively, if you do the figures, that are actual deaths of full-blown coronavirus, it's probably 5% of what they're saying. They're saying it's 60,000 now on the BBC. What rubbish! But there again, when you pervert and trash the death certificates, where's the evidence? It's like removing ballistics testing from a weapon that was used to murder somebody. Sorry, we haven't got any ballistics, but the person is guilty. What? Or as Peter Hitchens very smartly said on his program he's on talk radio once a week, outstanding journalist over the years, he said, it's like trying to stick the leaves back on the trees in autumn and deny that autumn has happened. No, we haven't had autumn. Let's try and stick the leaves back on the trees. The government are chasing their tail on this testing and declaring it that it is the disease. The infection rate does not matter. You can't stop it. And to disrupt the economy and do untold damage to an economy and shutting down and lockdowns are proven to destroy the herd immunity factor, which would work very well. And this wearing of masks, which has been proven with a Dutch survey to be absolutely, totally destructive. Useless and destructive at the same time. Destructive for your health and useless for preventing the virus. People should be wearing gloves and taking sensible precautions, but also taking into their bodies things like zinc, vitamin C, garlic, etc., etc. But not a word of preventative medicine in Dublin from the government. Not one word. I haven't heard one in Ireland, Britain, Canada, or the States. Not one word of preventative medicine. And 99% of doctors, shut-mouthed criminals that they are, going along with that. What is the point of having GPs when they don't look after your health? What is the point? But that is what we're living on. I've been profoundly hitting and just trashing GPs, general practitioners, and I've got an awful lot of them in my own family, for what they are. And as I say, you're standing in a danger zone when you're standing in a GP surgery. And as I just read the insert into the drugs that they want to take, and especially GP surgeries where they're say there's 8 or 9 doctors in the one surgery and they have their own dispensing pharmacy. What a money spinner! What a money spinner! But it is profoundly shocking. But my files here are accumulating something unbelievable since I got involved in all this work 20 years ago and full time 10 years ago. I was cruising along heavily overrun with work, but the coronavirus has multiplied by 2 or 3 times because of the outfall and damage that it has done. Truly, truly shocking. But as I say, Gabe Zolner has a piece, grumpy old devil, but he's good. He puts out Gabe. He's now on Brighteon. He puts out up to 27 videos a day, 4 or 5 minute pieces. He thinks we should devote his life to him. He should be doing a radio program. That's what he should be doing. But he says fraudulent PCR testing led entire world into lockdown tyranny, and he says that the guy who invented the PCR test has been found dead, right? As there was last week, another whistleblower found dead, a woman, etc. But again, we have this. I'm jumping around issues here just to remind myself. The UK column, they did a final program for the review of the year. Very good. It's called ukcolumn.org. You can go on to their site, UK Column News, and see it. It's very, very good. Brian Gerrish, Patrick Henningsen, Mike Robinson, and Alex Thompson, sometimes David Scott. But they were doing a review of the year, and they were saying that the damage is just profound to the foundations of this economy here, absolutely profound, and that they've been eviscerating the figures based on using their own actuarians. They've access to fantastic actuarians, statisticians, that the outbreak here of this coronavirus peaked in mid-April 2020. It's going down ever since, and the average death rate in Britain, the death rate is usually 1,600 per day, and the five-year average, the one-year, three, whichever way you do it, there's less people dying this year than the last 5 years and last year, right? the lockdown will create less car crashes, etc., but providing for all the adjustments to statistics that you need to do professionally, there's less people dying. And we played on this program there, the young nurse from Cornwall there a few weeks ago, who gave up her job and went into the town square with an amplifier and a microphone, saying that Cornwall, with 550,000 people, half a million, was shut down there last week for several weeks, and only three people had the outbreak, a full-blown outbreak in hospital in Cornwall. Three! And we also, at least the Daily Mail is having the courage, it's lost a lot of its bottle, to say that there is no overrunning. Emergency beds are down. The number of emergency beds occupied in the UK in 2020 is less than this time last year, 2019. Okay? Less. But that's the profound situation. Just bring my sight back up. Boom. Yep. And I just go on the chat. Yep. And I just have to get a letter ready for after a statement. I got to read out a statement after the break. And I'll just go and pull that up now. And I'll have it ready. And I'll print it down. I put it out in the other room to clear my desk here. There we are. And it's about, you'll hear what it's about when I read it out. Okay. But, and I'll click the print button now, which will make an awful lot of noise. But, an awful lot to deal with. And, as I say, talk about being in the crosshairs. We are in about five or six crosshairs, everyone. If you live in the UK, Ireland, Europe, United States, or Canada, if you're not encroaching on a police state, you're in one. We are in the crosshairs of vile criminality by government, the likes of which have never been seen in peacetime. Never, ever, ever been seen before. And I talk to anybody, historian of that, and there's still some investigative journalists have the bottle to find out what's going on. But the chorus of cheerleaders here, including the BBC, regarding Biden as having won the election, is just shocking, profoundly shocking. Anyway, we go to this break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
And we're coming back in from the break. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on this Saturday, wet and soggy, as it's been here for weeks, on the Saturday 19th of December 2020. I just want to read out a statement, and I'm not taking phone calls on it, right? But an article appeared on the RBN website this week, which really, really provoked me. And I really wasn't going to do the program tonight. I was so annoyed. But it's character assassination of Mike Adams by supposedly a listener, right? An anonymous. It said, an article has appeared on the RBN website supposedly as an anonymous listener article. This comes in a week where two RBN broadcasters, and they know who they are, I won't name them, earlier in the week, who should know better, named Mike Adams and his prolific website, Natural News, as an unreliable source of information, based largely on minor errors of fact that Adams has, in each case, very generously corrected on a full front page piece, including the piece about he did about Robert Kennedy, RFK. These two people know well that I draw heavily on both Activist Post and Natural News articles for this program, and I always acknowledge who is writing the article and where it's from. I don't plagiarize anybody's work. Because of the key writers, of Natural News and Activist Post are so outstanding, Ethan Huff, Lance D. Johnson, J.D. Hayes, and 5 others, which include Mike Adams, they're all professional researchers in their own right. As recently as November 4th, the day after the presidential election, Mike Adams was the first person to explain the existence of the Trump executive order of October 2018, which is a profound executive order in its own right and complexity, which entraps the entire criminal element who pulled this fraud in the election. Ever since the entire alternative media, he explained this on November 4th, are now referring to that same article, which is a pivotal piece to jailing these treasonous Democrats who perpetrated this gargantuan fraud on the American people. Anonymous assassination of people character in any media is unacceptable. Mike Adams' situation updates each day since around early December are most comprehensive and revealing in the U.S. today. So I will continue to quote this article. his articles on the Barton Report, as I always do, from the Outstanding and also from the UK Column, who is the Patriot Movement here in the UK. And except to say, all of that, I will repeat in another area, but except to say I'm not taking calls on this subject that I refer to now. But you can go to that site and read it for yourself. But I'm not taking calls on this today, but I have to say that because this is not on. It's just simply not on to try and rubbish somebody like Mike Adams, and his output is prolific. And he did a eulogy piece on David Knight, who has been kicked out of InfoWars. He had his dispute with David Knight early in the year over statistics, where David Knight genuinely mixed up 0.01 with 10% as regards the death rate. And Mike Adams said, that's okay, we resolve that. But he said, Mike Adams wrote a fantastic piece today about an outstanding man of character that David Knight is. And said he is always a generous individual and he will take correction, and he's certainly not an arrogant individual. I see notes coming up here on the site. But so after this break, I said we'll continue on with the serious stuff of what is, as I say, the crosshairs we're in, and hopefully that Trump will have the guts. Enough people are encouraging to instigate the Insurrection Act and executive order from October 2018, which needs to be done. But I'll come back to Mike Adams in other ways in sight, but I'm really annoyed about the way this article has appeared on RBN. It's outrageous. And the two people, I should name them, but I won't, they should know better. And they last Monday they were rubbishing him as well. But I mean, 300 pages a day, usually. I print down about 500 or 600 pages a week. I prepare this program 3, 5, and 6 hours in advance. And I cross-check as best I can information. But Activist Post and Natural News are a tremendous resource for health and information alone, never mind before it hits politics and scandal and government legislation. There's nothing to touch it. There's absolutely nothing to touch it. But, okay, that's as much as I'm going to say about that. But there you are. And then I don't know who is going to arrest and Mitch McConnell for congratulating Biden for winning the election. Imagine this, Trump's right-hand man in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, goes, and we see it on video, and congratulates Biden, right? Wow. I hear that, I haven't seen the evidence, but I've seen that, Kushner has done the same in an email that was somebody has hold of. But looking at a photograph here of McConnell and the rest of them, they're despicable. The rhinos. Okay, we go to this break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry, we have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, very good. And we're coming back in after the break. This is the Barton Report, and we're dealing with a lot of situations and a lot of stuff, etc. But now this one, I'll just finish out this piece I mentioned. Mitch McConnell receives donations from Dominion Voting Systems. Isn't that interesting? And I have this from Lance D. Johnson, who writes for Natural News. This is another smoking gun. Mitch McConnell received donations from Dominion Voting Systems and shut down two election integrity bills in 2020. Wow. So McConnell has been working with the Democrats. It's as simple as that. And there's a vote here. McConnell, Pence, who, as I see, a snake, if ever there was one. I think snake will on January 6th betray Trump on reading out the list of electors. And also Kavanaugh, who is a creepy individual. I mean, whoa, and the three of them here, the way they stand alone, they look guilty, like they're just going to be found out. And the article says, Lance D. Johnson writing it, the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is urging Senate Republicans to accept the Biden electors without objection when they are presented to Congress on January 6th. What? On that day, one member of the House and one member of the Senate may object in writing to the electors presented. This year, there are numerous reasons for every single member to object, but they are being pressured to accept the fraud no matter what. McConnell wants Republicans to blindly go along with the process, even though the votes were illegally certified by states in the face of mounting coordinated election fraud. The 2020 election was attacked like never before and is now being contested in front of the state legislators. Hopefully, these testimonies and hard evidence will be heard before the Supreme Court. Including the cases where power-drunk Democrats circumvented the state legislature and changed election rules. Well, the judges made law, which is totally illegal, and where the Democrats legally blocked Republican poll watchers. In America, is America still a constitutional republic? No, it's slipping away. Or a communist dictatorship, void of the rule of law? Said in America, a truly constitutional republic as established by the founders. Dan, the 2020 election requires that the rule of law be applied to every incident of coordinated election fraud. There is more than enough evidence to withdraw the Biden electors, and the courts and the Congress should already be debating the merits of each contested state. If the courts continue to dismiss election fraud on procedural grounds and refuses to rule on the merits of the case, then it is the patriotic duty of every member of the Congress to contest the electorate, and we can't depend on them, where it was proven to be fraudulent. But Americans have no reason to put their faith in Congress, for many are bought off by the very people who helped steal the election. Sure. Actually, the case that was thrown out for standing, I actually think that was correct, because that was a pile-in kind of case. And I can't believe that Giuliani allowed that case go ahead. They were kind of panicking when they took that case, the Giuliani's people. But a close examination of Mitch McConnell finds he took donations from lobbyists who work for Dominion Voting Systems. Dominion lobbyists David Cohen and Brian Wild both donated to the McConnell campaign's funds in March of 2020. McConnell also received thousands of dollars from Emily Kirlin and Jen Olson, lobbyists for ESNS, another voting system company. Both Dominion and ESS represent about 80% of all voting machines in the country. Wow. Both systems rely on software developed by Microsoft and Election Guard. Dominion's machines have undergone forensic audits and have proven to be in violation of federal laws. I mean, 1,000% they have. Allowing for wide-scale adjudication of votes. What a pedantic phrase. The machines have systematically rejected an astronomical percentage of ballots. Well, now he gets down to clear language, allowing Democrat officials to switch Trump's vote to Biden. This is why Biden overperformed in Dominion voting machines compared to all the other systems, because Dominion was programmed to permit fraud. Mitch McConnell doesn't want a debate about Dominion fraud in Congress because the lobbyists for Dominion paid him off. Sure. Related, McConnell has family ties to the Bank of China, top Chinese shipping firm. Whoa, what a creep. Another version of John McCain. McConnell has helped suppress election integrity efforts earlier in 2020. In July, McConnell blocked two bills that would bolster election security. One of the bills would have required a physical paper trail of every single ballot cast in the country. The forensic audit of Dominion voting systems found that the security and log files were missing for the 2020 election. The trail of fraud concealed erased every ballot that was adjudicated and potentially switched by Democrats could not be adequately traced. I'm just writing down the word here as I think of it. Kinematic. I'll come to that in a minute. McConnell blocked the bill that would have required physical trails, revealing his true colors in the 2020 election. He's an absolute snake, a rhino of the worst kind. He also opposed an election integrity bill that would mandate political candidates, their staff members, and their family to notify the FBI. The FBI, yeah. They might as well ring up the mafia. FBI, if any foreign government offered to assist them. Chris Krebs, the Dominion hack who oversaw cybersecurity and infrastructure security during the 2020 election, claimed there was no election fraud. Yeah. Yeah, like CNN. That was the safest election in the history of the U.S. Wow. This is laughable conjecture because McConnell made sure that no mandate on anyone to report. There was no mandate on anyone to report election fraud to law enforcement, and it was happening in real time. Instead, America's learning about election fraud through the brave actions of Americans who are risking their lives to report the fraud in front of the state legislators. In order to save the country from cyber warfare, bribery and sedition, President Trump must invoke the Insurrection Act and demand that Congress and the courts. I hear the people that he might insurrect part of it, introduce. That's no good. No good. But this other technical guy has come up and he can prove it instantly. This kinematic scanning of ballots can tell if they were handled, if they were posted, if they were photocopied, if they were falsified. And that is available to the 305th Brigade, whatever they call themselves, etc., if they wish. Okay. But, whoa. But the executive order, I have it here, it's very, very detailed. It must be about 1,500, 2,000 words. Might come to that in the third part of the program today. It's pretty pretty elaborate, that, and that was drafted by Trump and, I would say, constitutional lawyers. And my cough button. Okay. But here we have another revealing disgrace. David Attenborough, who is treated as a god, a saint, for his work on the environment, which is largely down to his technical cameraman, who is, said he cheered when he heard Joe Biden was elected. Really, David? Well, you don't understand who he represents, you stupid man. You may know about environmental matters and anthropology, but you're a total cuckoo when it comes to the real world around you. The same David Attenborough had no word to say about plastic pollution in the oceans until he had to follow the story which broke 2 years ago. And he's been traversing the world non-stop, literally for 70 years. He's 94, 95 years of age now. But he's been making programs since he was 21, when he came out of university, for the BBC radio before there was television. And he couldn't have missed this. He just could not. But, oh dear, Sir David Attenborough on Joe Biden, Christmas wrapping and flamingos. Yeah. Well, he now, and he's joined forces with little Greta Thunberg. Little Greta, I've nothing against Greta, it's just the people manipulating her is the people who are at fault. She believes the lies she's been told, it's not her fault. But to attack Greta is missing the point by 10,000 miles, it really is. But the amount of people who are revealing behind the mask, that's an in-word, the masks we have to wear to go to a supermarket, revealing from the political masks people have been wearing for years and years and years, it is truly shocking. And that's one thing that's coming out in all these horror stories. It's showing up through, you could say, reflected light. So, as I say, the best thing to do with people committing crime is shine a bright light on them so people see exactly who they are. But again, everything about COVID collapsing, really. French vaccines, I mean, well, and the COVID death rate. French professor abducted, thrown in psychiatric ward for questioning the COVID-19 vaccines. Well, under Macron's France, which is a fascist police state, of the worst kind, as Britain is rapidly becoming. The police in Devon this week, a young woman, girl who is a dance performing artist, a very smart girl, led a protest in the town about how the arts and culture are being destroyed by this vaccine lockdown laws. And the police came in and grabbed her and put her in a cell for 24 hours and harassed her for that. And she was just simply reading out the truth of what is going on. Well, this thuggish behaviour, and who's training the British police now? The Israelis, right? That's what happened to the American police force. Shoot to kill, but ask questions later. And in the US, as vaccine shipments arrive, Department of Veterans Affairs will target blacks and Hispanics first. Isn't that decent of them? Yeah. These are stories that are coming up later on. Ontario health officials, I used to live there, caught on the hot mic to COVID briefings. I just say whatever they write down for me. Oh, we know that. It's like the BBC. I want a picture of this very, very genuine nurse in Britain who got fired for helping relatives communicate with their lockdown relatives. And she's an outstanding girl. And at least the Daily Mail are backing her and printing her story. And I'm sure she can be glad to leave the NHS and work for some private medicine operation. This says, an injustice to make your blood boil. A brave nurse used her spare time to ensure lonely patients could contact their families. Now she's being handed out of a job she loves for putting lives before paperwork. She's a nurse. She'll show you what's the demonic animal entities running the NHS. And had the people in the public stunt about, applaud for the NHS. Thursday night, 8 o'clock there for 7 months. Just people who come out of the house and applaud for 2 or 3 minutes at the NHS, could do no wrong. Well, they shut down the NHS, and people are dying at home because they can't get treatment. And the UK has a backlog of minor surgeries of 4.5 million I mean, when I hit 1 million views ago, it was a crisis. There's now 4.5 million surgical cases backed up because they said the NHS were allowed to go on strike, and the amount of critical beds is not a crisis at all, not at all, even though they've been reducing the number of critical beds in Britain. This girl who spoke up, this nurse, Leona Harris, has been a frontline nurse on a COVID ward in Lancashire this year, but the East Lancashire Hospitals Trust have referred her for an investigation. The Nursing and Midwifery Council claims she is not fit for practice. Oh, they're not fit for purpose. They're a bunch of criminals. And David Rose for the Daily Mail. After everything she's been through, if anybody deserves a happy Christmas, it is nurse Leona Harris. As a frontline nurse on a COVID ward in Lancashire, since the start of the pandemic, she has spent the past year working grueling 14-hour shifts, tightly swaddled in a stifling room, mask and visor. My 14 hours in a mask, I wouldn't be able to stand up after that. Not that it has always protected her. After months of exposure to the virus, she finally became infected and was laid up for weeks with pneumonia. Well, that's become wearing the mask. Your system collapses. And that's about only rest she had all year. But during what precious free time she had, Leona, distressed by her patients' forced isolation, has raised close to £100,000 to buy and distribute iPads to hospitals and care homes for the sick and lonely that could communicate with their, that's electronic iPads, with their families over the video call. In some cases, tablets purchased through her efforts gave the dying final chance to see, speak to loved ones. So it's hardly surprising that Leona was recently named a finalist for the prestigious Florence Nightingale Nurse of the Year Award, while TV presenter Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen introduced her as a Corona hero and the Angel of the North when she was invited to switch on the Blackpool lights, etc., etc. To top it off, last month, Leona and her husband Nick were invited to be guests at the recording of this year's Royal Variety Performance. Fortunately for Leona, who was still exhausted after being infected, the show was virtual and she and Nick appeared from their home. What's the point of that? After a year of such unbridled success, you could be forgiven for thinking that Leona will look back on this year as a job well done. However, it is far more likely that Leona will spend the final weeks of 2020 torturing herself over whether her 24-year career is about to come to a ruinous end. For in an act that she feels is vindictive, it sure is. Her previous employer, East Lancashire Hospital NHS Trust, has referred to her for an investigation by the Nursing Professional Watchdog, Nursing and Midwifery Council, claiming that she is not fit for practice. Can you believe such criminality on behalf of the NHS? And I'm dealing with a case with a friend of mine who, it's basically a murder case. Her father was murdered in a hospital because he had a very rare blood group and they wanted his organs. And that's a complicated case. I can't talk about that. So anyway, her crime for falling foul of bureaucratic glitch during an incident in which she saved a patient's life almost 4 years ago. Astonishingly, the trust referred the case to the MSC at the beginning of March, but the NMC, Midwifery Council, did not inform her until October 29th. I mean, this is really dirty dealing tactics of the NHS again. Crime Incorporated, until October 29th, because it had decided the NHS needed her to work through the first months of the pandemic. Isn't that sneaky? Wow. As a frontline nurse on a COVID ward in Lancashire since the start of the pandemic, she has spent the past year working grueling 40-hour shifts. We know that. This has been a rewarding year because I helped make a bit of difference, says Leona, 48, the mother of two adult daughters. They considered I was all right to work as the patients at the pandemic peak when the pressure was at its highest. Yet now I could be suspended or struck off, and I won't know the outcome for another 2 years. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Due to inevitable delays in the appeals process. I've wanted to be a nurse since I was four. It's all I've ever wanted to be. But anyway, we'll continue on after the break and be back in a few minutes.
Hey, Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Coming back in from the break. Ken, it'll fit in this piece. It's a very short piece, 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Robert Kennedy, a statement on the tyranny of government. RFK, it's about down the list there, the stuff as I say. RFK on the tyranny of government. It'd be good to play that now, okay? If you have it there.
My father told me when I was a child, people in authority lie. And we all, if we are going to continue to live in a democracy, we need to understand that people in authority lie. People in authority will abuse every power that we relinquish to them. And right now, we are giving them the power to micromanage every bit of our lives 24 hours a day. They're going to know where we are. They're going to know the money that we spend. They're going to have access to our children. They're going to have the right to compel unwanted medical interventions on us. We, you know, the Nazis did that in the camps in World War II. They tested vaccines on gypsies and Jews. And the world was so horrified after the war that we signed the Nuremberg Charter. And we all pledge when we do that, We would never again impose unwanted medical interventions on human beings without informed consent. And yet in 2 years, all of that conviction has suddenly disappeared. And people are walking around in masks where the science has not been explained to them. They are doing what they're told. They are these government agencies are orchestrating obedience. It is not democratic. It's not the product of democracy. It's the product of a pharmaceutical-driven biosecurity agenda that will enslave the entire human race and plunge us into a dystopian nightmare where the apocalyptical forces of ignorance and greed will be running our lives and ruining our children and destroying all the dreams and dignity that we hope to give to our children.
Wow. Very, very good. Well said. I must transcribe that down. That's Robert F. Kennedy, not because he's a Kennedy, he's the only living, breathing, outstanding Democrat alive today, considering what a piece of work Edward Kennedy was. But moving on from JFK, John F. Kennedy, who all his major projects were absolutely laudable and correct, and the deep state assassinated him. But that speech of many by Robert Kennedy is so profoundly relevant and correct. Like, what a lonely place he's in the Democratic Party. I mean, who has the courage in the Democratic Party to make a speech and live it and breathe it like him? Absolutely nobody. Okay, we'll go to this top of the hour break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.